Well, it's time to find out what's doing around the Singleton district with Mayor Sue Moore. Sue, how are you doing today?
I'm pretty good, thanks, Andrew.
Now, Sue, you were one of the horses in the race to, you know, to be the candidate for the Nationals, but just missed out at the end. Am I offering you commiserations?
Oh, look, I think it was a win-win generally. Best wishes to David. I think he's got a full fight in front of him. It's going to be a big field out there in the by-election, and by-elections aren't favourable to governments. So I've heard that, but best of luck to him. You know, I was happy with where we got to from our concerns with Singleton, with a firm commitment from John Barilaro that he'll look at that interchange that's hugely problematic on the Putty Road. So
yeah.
That's a large part of why I was putting my hand up, to be able to push forward that particular concern at a higher level than I'd been able to try and achieve.
Now, I think it's fair to say everybody who has ever travelled through Singleton was disappointed that you couldn't be there to lead the charge from the front and get a decent bypass installed. So, well, we'll just have to see how it goes, Sue.
Well, hopefully it's still going to happen. I'm certainly going to be continuing to knock on John's door and let him know. I'm not hugely confident we'll have a member that's in his party.
We'll see how we go with that moving forward.
Hopefully, fingers crossed. But anyway,
Alrighty.
Thank you for the thoughts.
That's all right, Sue. And now, just very quickly, Seniors Festival is coming up.
Yeah, the Seniors Festival is coming up soon, so that'll be on the Civic Centre. The information, of course, will be on Council's website. I see there's an invitation thing already come out on the Facebook platforms if people want to attend. So that's great that we're able to start having those events now.
Fantastic. And the Living Laneways.
The Living Laneways. I think everyone's seen these laneways come to life, and in particular, we're working on Burns Lane now, so we're going to have road closures there, which will inconvenience some people over the time. We're planning our next Firelights event. So our next Firelight event will be through John Street and also Burns Lane. So that will be at the end of May.
Well,
29th of May. So look forward to being able to have these great community events again.
As they say, you know, being copied is the sincerest form of flattery. I see other areas are starting to dress up their laneways as well, so.
Yeah. Well, we're lucky we've got $500,000 from the state government for that, so across five different laneways. So beautifying them and forming better connections back to the main street from the car parking areas is no-brainer, really.
Not at all. Well, there she is, Sue Moore, continuing to lead for the front for Singleton and joining us every couple of weeks. Again, Sue, thank you very much for your time this morning.
No worries. Thank you, Andrew.